piping for each. Here's to the biscuit tot. Here's to the java flowing like lava out of the coffee pot. Here's to the eggs and bacon. Here's to the waffles unique. And here's three rousing cheers for the best meal of the week. For it's Sunday morning, breakfast time, the time all men adore.
Hi, I'm John Jackson.
And I'm Greg Patent.
And we're the Food Guys. Well, we want to talk about chili, a class of food all by itself.
It's one of the most wonderful and versatile foods, and it's very easy to make. You can put anything in it. You can make a vegetarian chili. You can make a meat chili. You can use, say, ground beef or ground turkey in it. Cubed beef, game. Yeah. Game is a great use in chilies.
Yeah.
Because you can cook the meat until it's absolutely tender, but it will still hold its shape.
Yeah.
So venison chili is something I've done and I adore.
Of all sorts.
Those of you out there who are listening in and you have some game and you don't know quite what to do with it, maybe a tough piece of meat, I would thaw it and cut it into cubes and use it in chili, small cubes, half inch.
Yeah, brown it up first. Given the enormous variety of chilies, the key thing for any chili, besides obviously the chilies themselves, mm-hmm. is cumin. Mm-hmm. Cumin seems to be a distinctive value that has to be in chili.
It's used in many cuisines, especially Indian and Middle yeah. Eastern cuisines. But if you buy a preparation in your supermarket called chili powder,
yes.
one of the main ingredients is cumin.
Yeah.
If you don't have your own cumin seeds at home or you don't have ground cumin, it's a perfectly good and reasonable product to have on hand.
Exactly.
Chili powder.
I think toasted cumin particularly is one that grinds up very well.
Indians and the Mexicans love to do that. They will
yeah.
toast the spices in a dry skillet over medium heat until the spice begins to release an aroma. And immediately you take it off the heat and pour it into a mortar. After it's cooled, you take your pestle and you grind it up. Or if you have an
That's
electric
right.
spice grinder, you can do the same thing. Another thing about chili powder is not only is it good for chili, but if you like to eat raw vegetables, sticks of jicama, for example,
mm-hmm.
if you dip the jicama stick into chili powder and then eat it.
Mm-hmm.
It gives the jicama a really nice kick.
Well, my friend Gene has a specialty, which is chili blanco, the white chili. She makes it with chicken breast. She chops up and browns it up and white beans.
Mm-hmm.
This is a delicious chili, but it's just touching the very edge of what is available when you go to make chilies. You can make an enormous variety of chilies.
And I think that any chili that one makes should start out with a base of aromatics. I always will heat up some oil and I'll have a fairly generous amount of onion. I love onion.
Mm-hmm.
You can put in leeks,
yeah.
chopped up carrot, and then a bit of garlic, and you cook this slowly
mm-hmm.
until the vegetables are tender. And that's your aromatic base. Now, if you're going to add the chili powder, which you're going to, add it then.
Mm-hmm.
Let its flavors get activated by the oil.
Yeah.
And once that's done, that's your base, then you can take off in 1,000 different directions. If you're going to be using, say, cubes of meat, that's the time to add it, right mm-hmm. after you've added your spices. And then you'd need to add some liquid, and then you'd want to cook it very slowly until the meat was totally tender. That's if you have meat cubes, and they should be fairly small. If you want to add ground meat, and this could be ground chicken, ground turkey, ground beef, ground venison, or game of any kind, the ground meat should be added at that point, and then that cooks up in a few minutes.
Yeah.
So once the meat is in, then it's time to add another layer of flavor. There are ready-made sauces you can add. I would prefer not to do that. I would prefer to season it myself, add some salt and pepper. I cannot stay away from tomatoes. My chilies are never blanco. I would add a 28-ounce can of crushed tomatoes. So that's
yeah.
another layer of flavor. If you want some beer, beer is a very good thing to add to
yes,
chili.
Yes, it is.
Especially if you're going to cook it for a nice long time, then it has time for the beer to evaporate, the flavors to concentrate and to flavor the chili. And that's a very good addition. At the very end is when you would add, say, your beans.
Mm-hmm.
They can be canned, as we said, and rinsed, or they can be beans that you've prepared yourself and cooked to your own liking. And you could add some chopped cilantro at this point. You can add some chopped parsley if you like. This is a skeleton of a recipe.
I know.
What about real chilies, though, like peppers?
Well, I do that.
Would you do that at the same time when you're doing the onions with everything else?
Yes, that's when I do it. In fact, I put the chilies in first because I feel like they need a little more sautéing to get to the...
They can be really quite...
Yeah, they can be quite firm. Uh-huh. Yeah. There's also the question of the kinds of chilies that you're going to use. Now, most of the chilies that people will use, like jalapenos or serranos, mm-hmm. yellow wax or the red Fresno type, the question is... How hot are they and how many are you going to add?
You better know
there's
that
other
beforehand.
Chilies, though, like poblanos that uh-huh. you want to roast first uh-huh. and peel and so mm-hmm. forth. They will be added somewhat later because their flesh is very soft right. and easily dispersed.
Right, and they can be a nice discrete piece.
But they give an excellent flavor, mm-hmm. I must say. Every chili turns out somewhat different.
As it should be.
Yeah, as it should be. And, as it is.
And you can serve it over brown rice or saltine crackers if you want.
That's right. Or those oyster crackers.
Oh, those oyster crackers. I like chili that's pretty thick.
Yeah, I do.
I don't like it too liquidy.
That's what we like, and we hope that you will like it too, and you'll come back next time for
The Food Guys. La 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 la